Psalm 35 of David. Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and rise for my help. Draw the spear and javelin against my pursuers. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek after my life. Let them be turned back and disappointed who devise evil against me. Let them be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. For without cause they hid their net for me. Without cause they dug a pit for my life. Let destruction come upon him when he does not know it, and let the net that he hid ensnare him. Let him fall into it, to his destruction. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord, exulting in his salvation. All my bones shall say, O Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him, the poor and needy from him who robs him? Malicious witnesses rise up. They ask me of things that I do not know. They repay me evil for good. My soul is bereft. But I, when they were sick, I wore sackcloth. I afflicted myself with fasting. I prayed with head bowed on my chest. I went about as though I grieved for my friend or my brother, as one who laments his mother. I bowed down in mourning. But at my stumbling, they rejoiced and gathered. They gathered together against me. Wretches whom I did not know tore at me without ceasing. Like profane mockers at a feast, they gnash at me with their teeth. How long, O Lord, will you look on? Rescue me from their destruction, my precious life from the lions. I will thank you in the great congregation. In the mighty throng I will praise you. Let not those rejoice over me who are wrongfully my foes, and let not those wink the eye who hate me without cause, for they do not speak peace. But against those who are quiet in the land, they devise words of deceit. They open wide their mouths against me. They say, Aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. You have seen, O Lord. Be not silent. O Lord, be not far from me. Awake and rouse yourself from my vindication, for my cause, my God, and my Lord. Vindicate me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness. Let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Aha, our heart's desire. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be put to shame and disappointed altogether who rejoice at my calamity. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor who magnify themselves against me. Let those who delight in my righteousness shout for joy and be glad and say evermore, Great is the Lord, who delights in the welfare of his servant. Then my tongue shall tell of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. The taunts and evil devices of David's enemies come through resoundingly in this psalm. David is under assault, and once more he turns to God for deliverance. His own human resources are no match for the adversity he is facing. He must appeal to the only one who has the strength to protect him and overcome his adversaries. This is often how life feels. Adversaries face us at every turn. Sometimes this comes in the form of human adversaries, as it did for David. This may be especially true for those in leadership. But all Christians can attest to the reality of what the Apostle Paul would call, 1,000 years after David, the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Immersed in a great spiritual battle as we journey toward heaven, hated by the armies of hell, we too pray with David, Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek after my life. And we wage this war in Jesus' name. That is, we fight off the temptations and assaults of hell with the weapons of the gospel, in the glad knowledge that God has once and for all emptied hell of its weapons of accusation and condemnation. David prays of his enemies, Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor. And Paul said of Christ, He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Our enemies have been defanged. They are now all gums and no bite. Christ on the cross absorbed the shame we deserve to free us from it. Truly, great is the Lord who delights in the welfare of his servant.